We'll know tonight whether or not lawmakers in D.C. will get the deal done and avoid a government shutdown, even if they don't. This shutdown won't look quite like the last one in 2013. Here in Utah, we know the state plans to help cover the gap for services like food support for women, infants, and children. But what about the parks? The closure of America's parks last time around turned into a huge story. Our executive producer, Dave Cawley, is with me live now. You're actually planning on going to one of the Mighty Five this weekend.
Yeah, I'm one of those crazy people that likes to go out
in
and take pictures of, you know, snow on Red Rock because it's all pretty and everything. But here's the thing. I've been refreshing the Twitter feeds for Utah's parks, seeing, are they going to say something about, you know, we're going to be open, we're not going to be open, here's what... It's radio silence. So we know because the White House is saying they don't want to close the parks, that they have a plan to keep them open, but there's no clue whether or not the campgrounds will be open or anything like that.
So you don't have a lot of faith and confidence that they're saying they intend to keep them open is the same as actually having the gates open.
Right. So, I mean, you drive down to, say, Bryce or Zion, and you trust that the park will actually be open. But if I can drive in, that doesn't necessarily mean that I can, you know, pull into the campground and actually stake a spot and do what I need to do there. So it kind of throws things into a little bit of disarray.
Okay. So last time around, they closed the parks. How much did that end up costing Utah?
There was an estimate from the governor's office after that 2013 shutdown that the loss in tourism revenue to the state was about $30 million. And you got to remember that last time around, that was a 16-day shutdown. But after 10 days, Utah said, we can't take this anymore. We will pay to get the parks back open in order to keep that tourism money coming in.
Now, I understand money has been earmarked by the state long in advance of this, supposing that this was going to end up happening. So how much money's in the till?
Well, so that experience in 2013 really kind of shook Utah because there is such a need to have that tourism ready and available. I don't have a dollar figure exactly at hand. I know that part of what's being done with the parks this time around is actually from the Interior Department, from the feds, saying we're going to allow them to keep spending some of the money they have on hand. And then there's also state money to do some support services as well. But really, if you look at it, January is not the same as October. So the 2013 shutdown, October, the middle of the busy season for
leaf
a lot of these
peepers
parks,
and all
right?
That. Sure.
January shutdown, if it was a short-term thing, it's safe to assume the impact wouldn't be quite as bad this time around.
Okay, so are you going to go or not go?
That entirely depends on what our beautiful storm does. If it looks like the I-15, I-70 corridor is going to be ice and everything, I'm going to stay home, stay safe.
Folks, the last time we had snow, do you remember back to the last time we had snow?
It was a while
Dave
ago.
Dave got out of here on a Friday night, scampered down to Arches, and took one of the most beguiling photos I've ever seen. He really is an incredible photographer. Let's see what you come up with
you
this weekend, pal.